The DA calls on Toko Didiza, of Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, to put her money where her mouth is and immediately provide Mpumalanga farmers facing evictions with their long overdue lease agreements. In April, the minister met with the affected farmers and promised that the evictions will be withdrawn and that her department would assist those whose leases had not been finalized. It has now been 3 months, and the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development and Land Reform still has not provided any leases to these successful emerging farmers. Clearly, the minister's journey to Mpumalanga had nothing to do with addressing the concerns and plight of farmers, but it was rather a public relations exercise designed to place the minister in the spotlight in response to pressures from the DA and other stakeholders. Because they still don't have any proof of valid lease agreements, many of these farmers risk losing funding and contracts. Across the country, the plight of farmers who are being evicted from their farms or forced to move around different farms with no security of tenure is still ongoing as a result of Minister Didiza's failure to address concerns regarding the state's alleged non-compliance with lease agreements, corruption within the department and alleged third-party interference. This demonstrates how the ANC does not want emerging farmers to be the true owners of the land, but instead wants them to be lifelong tenants. On Wednesday, the 18th of August, the DA will unpack the land issues during our virtual summit. The DA believes that anyone who wants to farm and work the land should receive the support they need to be successful. They must be given skills and get access to the resources they need.